You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who saved the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Welcome back to the second hour. Phone number here is 407 894-1680. I'm here with Lynn Golder, the executive producer, and my co-host. Lynn, say hello.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour. And might I say something at this point?
You may say.
Okay.
You may.
I would like
you
to
may.
Remind everybody who did not listen to last week's show that, man, you missed some show with Dr. Lucille O'Neill. So if you didn't listen to last week's show, go to our website, as Michael said, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and click on podcasts. And I believe it's page 3. It has the date, and you're really in for a treat. And I also would like to remind people that live in the Central Florida area that Dr. O'Neill is sponsoring. Actually, she's the host for this fundraiser. It's called the 7th Annual Odessa Chambliss Life Fund Fellowship Luncheon, and it will be held at the Rosen Center Hotel in the Grand Ballroom on I Drive in Orlando, and that is Saturday. We're going, by the way. This will be a lot of fun. Saturday, May 6th this year. And what it is for, the portions of the proceeds from this event will benefit the Odessa Chambliss Center for Health Equity at Bethune-Cookman University. And Dr. O'Neill will be the guest speaker, and it's really, really going to be fantastic. If you'd like more information, the easiest thing to do would just be email Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay, now it's time for the other co-host, Gary Sinclair. You there?
I am. And I got to say something, Lynn. To me, it was Dr. Chenille last week.
Oh, that was so funny.
I was thinking of Shaq, and I was thinking of her name, and I was waiting to come on, and it just slipped
out. You were so nervous.
I apologize, though.
Listen, folks. If you have anything else that you want to say, wherever you are, if you are in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, if you are in Louisiana, if you want to say anything as far as what's happening in your world, because you have a lot of people listening in all over the country, Oklahoma, all over, people listening.
Des Moines,
Little Rock, Arkansas. If you
Buffalo.
Have anybody else, Buffalo, if you have anybody that you want to say, any PSAs that's going on in your organization, anything, either call or write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to call us up right now? Say something? Want to say something about the show? Wish us happy anniversary? Now's the time. 407-894-1680.
I got something to share, Michael.
Anybody on the line right now?
No.
Well, I'm going to go right now then.
No, Gary wanted to say something.
I just want to say something.
Okay.
For the people that go to the web and everything, and they look up, because lots of times Lynn takes pictures of us with
That's correct. That's correct.
And Lynn is so happy for me this week. since May of last year, I started, and my beard was down past my Adam's apple, Santa Claus. And
no, tell the truth now. It was longer than that.
It was longer.
That thing was all the way at your chest.
I was told you look like the Amish people in Lancaster,
Amish
Pennsylvania.
Amish people, absolutely.
And you blend right in.
I got tired of listening to it, so I shaved it off.
Tired of listening to me.
I just have a goatee and a mustache
now.
Yeah,
I almost fainted in surprise.
All right, listen. While you all messing around, I want to go to trivia right now.
Okay.
I want to go to trivia. This is a great song. Tell me who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. See if anybody gets this one. This is a hard one. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Big song. Who's singing?
Oh, raindrops. So many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone.
I'm going to bring that song back in a minute. I want to tell you something. Here's a big hint. This guy did one song that I know of. One song. This song. It was number one song. Number one. And I don't think he ever did another song. This was his only hit. I know that.
It's 1961.
What was it?
1961.
Mm-hmm. The song? Raindrops. Play it some more. I love the song. Who's singing this song? 407 894-1680.
I don't know where she's gone. Falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes.
Okay, 407-894-680. I don't think anybody's going to get it.
He said raindrops are falling from his eyes. It don't rain out of your eyes, do it?
Oh, that's it. Listen to you. Listen to you.
Just check. I'll just check it.
But listen, I'm going to play another song. I just thought of it. Nobody's going to get this one. But in 5 minutes, since if nobody's going to get it, I'm going to play another song. This guy had the number one song, and I know for a fact he never did another song. Another one hit.
The last century still, right? We're still in the 20th century.
Yeah, but every when I play this song, everybody's going to know the song.
Yeah.
But the artist may not know, so. Mm. Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. You're right. Hey, little girl. The high school sweater, Dee Clark. You're right. Thank you. Thank you. This was a big. I was wrong. See, you got me. I was wrong.
You just told the answer.
But they still don't know who the artist is.
He just said it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Gave it away. All right. Gave it away.
Michael is sock hop.
Yeah, right.
It was Dee Clark.
How about Chris picks one for the 21st century?
No, I'm gonna come back there.
Michael, didn't
and
you
just
dance?
Want to tell you one.
Didn't
I'm gonna
you
tell
dance?
You one. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go tell them a song that everybody should know. I'm gonna go.
Well,
right back.
Let's go ahead and go down to break because our guest caller is getting ready to call
shortly. Good, good.
Matter of
right.
fact,
okay.
she's already on the phone.
All right. All right.
So
right.
we'll go down to break and we'll talk about the song afterwards or
okay.
before.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. And your cue, Mike.
Be back. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. If you want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget, any radio show that you miss, we got them all there. Since we started a year ago, they're all there. Just go there, a podcast, it's all there. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and go to the different pages, and you can see them all there. Right now, we have a guest on the line. Yes. Is Sharon there?
Is Sharon? Yes, we
is
do.
Sharon,
hey,
on the line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sharon.
How are you?
Hi, Sharon. Let me tell everybody who you are. This is Sharon Giovinozzo, and she is the CEO and president of the World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas. There we go. I got it out.
Yay!
And thank you for still sponsoring our radio show.
Well, I tell you, you know, we just love you, and I wanted to just call in and wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon.
You know, this is one of those things. This is time for all of us to party because it's kind of a listening party for all of us in this community.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank you for being here.
And, you know, raindrops. I thought you were playing that for me, Michael.
Why? You like
that?
Yeah, because it was raining when you were playing it. In fact, I heard the ducks heading for higher ground a little while ago. So
I figured you all getting that rain up there.
Yeah, it's coming this way.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, I'm a Florida girl. I grew up in Florida. Here in Arkansas, if you don't like the weather, you just wait 5 minutes. It changes. Uh-huh. You know, it's 20 degrees in the morning, 80 in the afternoon. You know, growing up in Florida, you had two seasons, summer and February, and you could set your watch by the rain at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What part of Florida did you grow up?
Central Florida, about 45 minutes away from where you're at right now.
Okay.
Kathleen, Lakeland area, that's where I was, that's where I was hatched and raised.
Yeah. Well, we're still waiting to meet you in person.
Yes,
next time you come down the Orlando area. We're going to put you on the air.
Well, I know that I'm coming to West Palm in, I don't know, I think October. I don't remember, but I have 15 trips between now and then. I'm heading to Bethesda on Tuesday.
Maryland, yeah.
Going to the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the new WIOA legislation, the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, and it's a really good opportunity to get there in front of state directors and say hi to them all and tell them about programs and learn about what their states are doing as well, because every state is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So, and so, tell me, Michael, did Lynn get you a dozen roses for your anniversary?
No, 6 cupcakes that he can't eat.
I'm glad if she says, and he goes, hello in the morning, gives me a good kiss. I'm happy for that, and a hug.
Aww. Yeah. Baby, it's true love.
Yes, it is.
So how'd you...
Yeah, you know, I won't give up my day job because I'd go hungry, yeah. You know. I thought, you know, with all these hopes and aspirations when I went blind, I can't sing or play a piano, so I'm really disappointed in that. I kind of thought that came naturally. I mean, you know, aren't all blind people really talented? I mean,
well, everybody loves listening to you because you're so uplifting and you're funny.
And so we're having a good time. We're getting ready for our summer programs, guys.
All right, well,
and
tell
we're bringing teenagers from all over the U.S. and it's going to be like summer camp there. So,
well, tell us a little bit more.
Well, we bring in transitional age youth starting at the age of 14. And under the transitional age youth, it falls to either 22 or 24. And we work on workplace skills, like the soft skills, you know, the things that you do for interviewing and, you know, water cooler talk or when you're standing around the coffee pot like I know Michael's doing and, you know, how do you engage in conversation? How do you interview? Job shadowing. You know, we had a young man from Arizona last year who his goal is to become a mortician.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we actually got him a shadowing experience, and he's coming back this summer because he's going to be 18, and he actually gets to go to the morgue and help the mortician out.
Wow.
And, you know, we had various job experiences for him. We have our college prep class where they actually come here and take a course at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, which is right across the street from us. So not only do you get to take the course, but you get to learn your orientation and mobility. You get to learn about disability services, you know, how you access all that at the college. When you go home, you already have your first 3 credits, so you're ahead of all of your peers, you know. For once, a young person who's blind can actually be ahead of their peers rather than taking their spring break to, you know, stay behind and study. We have our ACT test prep. You know, so if you're an upcoming junior or senior, you can study and get up on those skills, especially if you're really bad at math like I am, or, you know, every once in a while, thank goodness I have a communications director because she edits the hillbilly out of my writing. And so, you know, these are things that you'll learn when you're in the college course or that you need when you're doing your ACT testing. So, oh, what else are we doing?
So when does that
when
does that program start, the summer course?
Basically, whenever you get finished with high school, you can come on. And then it depends on what day the course starts for college prep. We're still waiting to hear from them that when the English comp class is going to start, but it will be sometime in June. Mm-hmm. Our Arkansas kids that we have here that come to our course, they have a program that they go to before. It's called Jumpstart. And so they literally go from Jumpstart to us. And so it's usually toward the end of June, maybe the 3rd week or 4th week of June that the college prep starts. But anytime that anybody is getting finished with high school and when they're ready to come, it's a rolling course. They can come in and they can take those essential courses that they need. You know, they need to learn workplace or do job shadowing or what have you. So, and then that will run all summer. And so it's really exciting. We had 16 students, and of course we're planning on some really fun rec activities also. We just met with the professional soccer team that we have here. They just played, last year was their first year that they played. It's called the Little Rock Rangers. And we're going to do a soccer clinic this year, and we're going to go up and see the monks at the Abbey up in northwest Arkansas, and there's just all kinds of things that we're going to see and take advantage of being in the natural state and maybe even go zip lining or something. You know, we're looking for all kinds of fun.
All right, sounds like a full schedule.
Thank you for coming back and wishing us happy anniversary. I really appreciate
it. Well, we definitely appreciate everything you guys are doing. It is it is a blast to listen to you guys every week. So
thank you.
You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks,
and
Sharon.
Keep all of us connected.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye, Michael. Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Sharon from Little Rock,
bye.
Arkansas.
She is something, Sharon.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I want to do that song that everybody should know. See if you remember this song. And this was the only song that I ever did. Number one song. Let's see if you know the artist.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. You know, yeah, mustache.
Okay, so who's singing it? So I don't think anybody's going to get it, but 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Gary.
Yes.
You want to talk about the children?
Yeah, I got two things. I want to say one thing quick for all the listeners out there throughout the United States. We have something very special going on here tonight in Orlando. I just sort of wanted to mention we have WrestleMania 33 going on here right now in Orlando. Just had to say.
Didn't know you were a wrestling fan.
Oh yeah, I love wrestling. Yes, watched for years.
We have a caller.
Oh, let's take
who's
our
on the
caller.
Line.
Let's take our.
Well, it looks
caller.
Like Ron from Orlando is calling in.
Ron from Orlando. Is he calling in for what?
I don't know.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How you doing from Orlando?
Ron. Oh, for trivia. Uh-huh.
Are you calling for trivia?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what are you calling in for?
The song that just played to get the guy there, Wilbert Harrison.
Oh, my God. I didn't think you'd get that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
We got a winner.
We have a winner.
All right, Ron.
Ron.
I think Ron is a first time caller.
Are you a first-time caller?
No.
I called a couple of times.
Okay.
Well, you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
He's an expert.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Wait, man, what area do you live?
Orlando.
No, I'm asking for a reason.
Yeah.
What else? Is it downtown Orlando or near? Where, I'm asking.
We don't need your exact address.
I don't want your address, but where you live near. I'm asking for a reason.
Owen Garden Road.
Oh.
Over what road?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Because
Road.
You got.
Winter Garden.
Listen,
okay.
I'm going to send you something, but you can't. Listen, I'm going to send you. Besides the Dunkin' Donuts for $10. Because
yes,
you got that song, I didn't think anybody would get it. I'm going to send you $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue.
I'm just looking at the address.
But listen,
yes, sir.
Lynn will put on where you can go. You cannot go to the one in Winter Garden. There's only six you can go to. And that's why I was asking where you live near.
Well,
okay. All right.
So when you go to use that one, you can only use the $10 gift card at one of the six that she's going to send
you're
you.
Sighted, right, Ron?
Ron, you're sighted, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will write the locations.
So
on
she'll
the
write the six locations. The Dunkin' Donuts you can use anywhere. The Dunkin' Donuts you can win anywhere. The other $10 that we're sending you, that's only at the six in Orlando.
Right.
Yep. All right.
All right? And
yes,
thank
sir.
You for calling in.
Thank
See,
you.
It pays to listen to
Take care, Ron.
Blind and Beyond.
Hold on. And get, Chris will get your
and
address.
Chris will give you a name. Take your name and address off the air. We'll send it to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Nice.
I'm amazed that you got it. I'm amazed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you calling in. Hey, that was Ron from Orlando, Florida. I'm amazed
he
that he got
your
that
oldies.
Song. I'm shocked.
That's the most generous of you, Michael, because you never give two prizes for one.
Yeah, because he deserved
it. I know it.
I didn't think anybody would even get one.
No.
Okay,
I'm
Gary.
Shocked. Wilbert Harrison. I got to tell you a fast thing. What?
Gary wanted to talk about
the
children.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the...
Okay, I'll come back to that.
The children in Lighthouse. People don't understand the Lighthouse is not just there for adults. It's there for infants. As soon as they're born, sometimes the doctors can tell whether the child is going to be sighted or not. I have a dear friend of mine. I can't say no names, but he has a, daughter-in-law that she found out a few weeks after the baby was born that the baby was going to be blind. And went through a big turmoil, which is very hard. Didn't understand what was going to happen now. She had a poor blind child. She just was devastated. But then through me, because of my friend knowing me of being blind and knowing of Lighthouse and stuff, we got them connected with the Lighthouse. They are so now overwhelmed that they have the Lighthouse backing them up, not just to teach the child or learn help with the child with its blindness, but also to educate the parents on how to handle and deal in your mind what you're going through and how to deal with your child in the future and how to work with your child. And these babies are just little bitty babies, but what they're doing is they teach them how to listen for things by ringing a bell and getting the child to pay attention to the bell and then go to the bell or crawl to that bell. Or there's so many different ways. I can't even explain it because I'm not one of the educators at Lighthouse. But they are there for you as early as infants. So don't forget that and pass the word to people like that, because it was very devastating on them and psychologically, and Lighthouse knows how to work with that. So one thing I want to say. So
thanks a lot, Gary. I'm sure the Lighthouse appreciates you announcing that.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you about Sonny's Barbecue. For those in Sonny's Barbecue is pretty much all over the country, but for those in Orlando, got to tell you, great food, reasonable prices, and as far as I'm concerned, service, and the people who own it are really nice people.
And Michael, you could believe the cost for all you can eat. And Michael, can you eat? But you could believe, is that price?
Now, Charles
that,
and I had ribs. All you can eat, Charles. Oh, it was like $14.95. All you can eat, ribs you can eat. It was amazing. Yeah. I didn't realize they could do that over there. All the ribs you could eat. And I must have had, I don't know, maybe 12, 14 ribs. Big one. I'm talking about the big ribs. I can talk about little ribs.
You can ask for different flavors too, can't you?
Yeah.
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 And we wanted to thank Sonny's Barbecue for giving us some of the gift cards to give out to the people.
Sonny's Barbecue, place to go to
the blind and the sighted community. Yep. Listeners of our radio stations. Very nice.
Phone number to call in, folks. 407-894-1680. This is our anniversary show. If you want to call in, wish us happy anniversary. As I said before, best three callers that we'll vote on, end of the show, we'll get a $10 gift card.
And don't forget, if you go on a vacation and you're traveling and you don't have your computer right there or listen to the radio, you can always listen to us on the telephone.
Right.
Listen only.
Now the number is
518-712-0057. One more time, 518-712-0057, and that's listen only. And it costs you nothing to call it.
And all this is on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org as far as on our website.
Right. We have a caller from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Like
to welcome back to the show Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yes. How you
for
doing,
calling,
Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Lynn, Michael, Gary. Happy anniversary.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. So what's going on up there?
Do you like listening to the show?
Yeah, yep. Been listening since you've been on. I think I only missed, though, six so shows.
But you can go to the archives.
Anything you miss, you can always turn to the website and you can listen.
Yep, I know.
So what's your weather like up there?
Oh, it's a little on the cool side. Got up to about 60.
Oh. We've been hitting the 90s down here.
So what is it that you like about the show, Kevin,
if you
don't mind sharing?
Yes.
Well, it's different.
It's different.
You get pick up some of the information here and there from some of the guests.
Well, that's what education. It is. Fun and informative. That's what we try to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a show where you feel comfortable in listening, laughing and crying. Then you can hear about, let's say, yourself. And not that many shows in this place that you can listen to, that you can identify to.
Right.
No, there's not.
So how much vision do you have?
Oh, last time I had a check, so less than 5 degrees in each eye.
Oh,
got the tunnel vision.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what is your eye situation problem?
Oh, RP.
That's what I have. But I'm total now. And Sheila has the same thing, RP too. So.
And do you have a good doctor up there that you go to without saying any names? You have somebody to go to?
No. No, last time I really had him checked was when I lived in Boston. That was back in 2001.
Oh, wow.
But don't forget.
You need to get your eyes checked.
Get your eyes checked because it's very important. I'm totally blind. And I am checked. Every 6 months, they check me for the pressure in my eyes.
Yeah, for the pressure.
Because it's very important. They can relieve a lot of your problems. You can wind up with some bad headaches, and you get your pressure down, and you won't have those headaches. And
I do try to get glasses every 3 or 4 years, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Appreciate it. That's Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Another time. Hey, turn me over to Chris.
Okay, Chris, one
Chris,
second.
Kevin
Chris,
would like to
he would like to talk to you, Chris.
All righty. That's very nice.
Yeah.
He listens every week from Lancaster, PA.
Well, that's, we love that. Mm-hmm.
So anybody want to call in, the phone's now wide open, 407-894-1680. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
But that was an important message, Gary, that you and I both thought of.
What's that?
At the same time. Well, you need to get your eyes checked every year, even if you are blind or visually impaired.
People don't
the pressure
think,
in your eyes. You
they
have
think
to have
if you're
checked.
If you're totally blind, why go to a doctor? I did.
I know. Michael goes.
VA told me, hey, you need to get your eyes checked. Mm-hmm. And I have been. I think it's every 6 months I go and get my eyes checked for pressure. So, Michael?
I'm just thinking, I'm sitting here thinking of a story. I'm reminiscing in my own mind.
Yeah.
Got to tell you this fast
story. Oh, you asked me a question about cooking. You asked me, did I start cooking at 8 years old?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. My folks worked some.
I got to tell the people about this. This is a funny story. We played a song before called Kansas City by Wilbur Harris.
Ooh, yeah.
Number one song. But I'm going back to yesterday. I was a kid. And I'll never forget this. It was like yesterday. My parents had a big distributor. They were producers and they are managers of record. My brother had groups and I had groups. But they were also a big record distributor in this country. If the record company, I don't care what it is, Capitol, whatever, there's about 17 distributorships each area in the country. There's like 17 of them that distribute Capitol Records throughout the country. You can't buy a Capitol record directly from Capitol. You buy it from a retail store, and the retail store buys the record from the record stores, buy it from these distributors. Well, my parents had a distributorship in Philadelphia, which handled New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. And this distributorship was a big distributorship, especially in Pennsylvania, big area. And this song was becoming big all over the country. Normally, we in Philadelphia broke records, which means the disc jockeys on the radio played the records, and they became big. And all over the country, they became big. Well, in this case, Kansas City was breaking around the country, but something happened in Philly. It wouldn't break, which means nobody was calling for the record. And the owner of this record company called my parents. I'll never forget it. They were ready to take the record, the distributorship away from us because we couldn't sell any records on the radio. Because through advertising, the whole world in those days and now, how often you play a record on the radio.
Except
you play a record on the radio, the disc jockeys would say, so nice, we have to play it twice. Or they would play it over and over and over again. And then people would hear it, and they go to a record store, and they would like, oh, I want that record. Well, in this case, nobody was asking for this record. Month after month. Anyway, a normal record takes about 4 to 6 weeks before it becomes big. I mean, 2 months, it's already in the top 20 if it's going to be there. Well, in Philadelphia, all over the country, it was becoming big, but not in Pennsylvania, not in our distributorship. It finally hit a week or two before we were ready to lose it. And we finally saved it. But it was amazing how long it took to break it in the area. And part of it who helped it was Dick Clark. Dick Clark helped it, Kansas City. And Kansas City became number one record by Wilbur Harris. And I can't believe Ron from Orlando got it. Amazing. Before we go any further, I want to play another trivia. Now, this song, oh, come on, Lynn, I'm having fun. This song was number one, too. Let's see if anybody remember this song. This was a big, big song. A lot of you, I'm sure, remember this one. Who's singing this group?
Next week, it's Back to Business, right,
okay,
Chris?
Okay, but I want to play this. Remember it? Let's go. Here we go. Okay, who's singing that song? Blue Moon. I can tell you the title. Okay, who's singing the song? Number one song? Okay, big song. Phone numbers, call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Big, big, big song.
407-894-1680. While we're waiting for a listener.
Hey, Chris.
That's Bob.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Look up and see, you know who was singing it. Did they have another hit? I think that was their only hit.
So while we're waiting for that, Gary, you're going to be you won't be on the air again for a few weeks. It's a long month. So why don't you tell everybody, you don't have to say where you're going, but how you get your being that you can't see, but you still get all your travel arrangements together and you travel all by yourself. Why don't you tell people how you do that? Because there are a lot of people out there, they're afraid to go places.
Oh, afraid? Well, my buddy, he sets up my airlines tickets for me and all. I'll be going up to New York again, as I do every July. But, and Michael's, I actually did this for quite a while, taking my plane trips and stuff. And I told Michael the same thing. You get out there and don't worry about it. And And he does absolutely fine because he listened to me, and I told him, don't be afraid. Get out there with a cane, ask questions, and they're more than glad to help you work anywhere you travel most of the time. So
you always have to ask. That's the big thing.
Ask, and don't be embarrassed about it.
And it's the same way you call in this show, 407-894-1680. Like Gary's saying right now, when you go anywhere, you got to ask.
Don't be embarrassed. And I want to say something about the medical thing, too. Lynn, we were talking a little bit ago about the eye pressure and all. Right. I taught my doctor something at the VA because they were looking at me. They wanted me to see a retinal specialist once a year. So I said, what for? Well, we're concerned about the cataracts on your eyes and stuff. And I said, why are you concerned about it? Don't hurt? Well, because we probably could take those off and stop irritation or something. I said, but they're not hurting.
I wouldn't do it.
So they said, why don't you want them? I said, listen, with RP, before my cataract started building up, my eyes are very, very sensitive to sunlight. It hurt. And so I have to get the darkest sunglasses I could get. I says, those cataracts are natural sunglasses for me. Why do you want to take something off and make my eyes hurt? You're telling me about preventive pain. So they says, you know, you're absolutely right. We don't need to see you.
The only thing you need is your numbers. That's all you have to check is your numbers.
That's all we want you to come in and check your pressure.
Numbers. So. That's it.
So sometimes you can tell the doctor, and they don't stop and think about, you know, that was my natural sunglasses.
Everybody should just go in all the time to get your numbers, glaucoma numbers.
But if the cataracts do hurt, then you have to have them removed. But mine, I said, don't mess with them if they ain't hurting yet. So.
The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. This is our anniversary show, the show that's been on the air already for a year. Thanks to Lighthouse, we'll be on for another year, March 2018. We signed with them. Be on for another year. And all I can tell you folks is I hope you like the show. It'd be nice to call in and tell us that you like the show. 407-894-1680.
Chris. Okay, I looked, and as I was looking, they don't ring a bell to me, but I'll play this one here. You tell me. This one don't really ring a bell to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so I had another hit. Okay. Not as big as the other one.
Yeah, not as big as the other one.
No.
Well, what copycats? Num, num, num.
But that's what they were known for.
Did you take off?
Ding, 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 dong, ding, dong.
He called them copycats.
Everybody has a style. Everybody has a style.
But people don't know about you, Michael. So there might be some new listeners out there that don't know much about you. But Michael actually was on American Bandstand with Dick Clark in his socks.
And we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We're right back. Don't go away. We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. You sit right there and don't go away.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-ESIGHT or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and four full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
We are back. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And we have someone calling in from North Dakota. North Dakota. James from North Dakota. James, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, James.
How you doing?
Hi, James.
Good. Good. Everything is going well. Everything's going really well. I was referred to this radio station by my friend Kevin, who just called in earlier.
There we go. Are you visually impaired?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, way of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
No kidding. You're from Philadelphia?
Yes, I'm from Philadelphia. I hear you guys mentioning it so much. I said, Kevin said, hey, there's some Philly people on there. You might as well call.
Hey, yeah, I'm from Philadelphia. Went to Germantown High School.
I went to Overbrook.
There you go. You know who went to Wilt the Stilt went there, you know, Overbrook.
Oh, yes, he was. Yeah, I actually graduated from there in 77.
No kidding.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. You know.
Are you calling in for trivia?
Say that again?
Were you calling in for the song, the trivia?
Oh, no. Well, you know, actually, I didn't really get a chance to get the song. This is my third show listening to.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that you guys were actually on at 7 Eastern time.
Eastern.
Mm-hmm. So I only got to listen to an hour of your show and wanted to hear all the good information that came out about the kids and whatnot. And I just wanted to let you guys know that this is a great show. And
thank you.
You got you another listener.
Listen. Thank you. Listen.
Wonderful.
I'm going to play that song, Blue Moon. Let's see if the guy knows it. He might know it. I want to see if this guy from Philadelphia knows it.
Hold on, James.
He's old enough. He should.
Let's see. I'll see if he wins. Let's see what happens.
So we're giving him
I'm giving him a shot. I want to give him a shot.
Okay, here we go. Bomb of a bomb for dang a dang dang for ding a don ding blue moon 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 blue moon
dip the dip the dip moon 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 dip the dip the dip moon 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 moon
moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon
moon moon moon moon
moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon
moon moon
moon moon moon moon
moon moon moon moon moon moon moon
moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon moon blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Our shows are on there. You can listen all day long, day or night. They're all there past year.
And
you can listen
to
all the shows.
Today is our anniversary of our first show.
Yeah,
1 year.
That.
1 year.
Yes. And happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Kevin for turning me on to the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
And you
passed the word now.
That's right.
Okay, I will.
Okay, we got to go.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Keep on calling in and keep on listening.
Yeah, call in next week, James.
I will.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys next week then.
All right.
Thank you.
We got two minutes left to take our last caller, and it's our buddy Dave. Dave Hillebrand from Fern Park. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hello. Mike, Lynn, Gary.
Hey, Dave.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right.
Thank you
Where's
so much.
Yay.
Yay.
You so made it through 1 year.
Yes.
So why do you like listening to this radio show?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
There are so many reasons, but the biggest reason is that you never know what you're going to hear, guests, but there's always something interesting. I thought last week was especially interesting,
and it was amazing.
I can't tune in every week, but when I can, I try to at least catch the very beginning to see who's on, and then a lot of times I'll have it in the background while I'm doing other things. So
that's great.
Even when I can't call in, I always find discussions interesting and a good chance to learn something new. So.
Well,
and I'm going to be over there on the 23rd.
Looking forward to it.
I was going to tell everybody. David will be here with his wife, Brenda, and his guitar. And he will be here on the 23rd. And it will be a great show again.
And
as
David,
always.
It was nice running into you at the House of Blues.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. That was awesome. It turns out, I guess I've got mutual friends with Sheila. And maybe you, too, one of the members of one of the bands there. Tears of Tyrant was
that's Sheila's nephew.
Right, yeah, we're friends of the girl's parents. So that was cool to run across you guys.
And David, may I say one thing also, that to tell everybody in the Central Florida area that your voice is one of the voices they hear when they call Lighthouse Central Florida for assistance.
That's true. If they call in the afternoon, I'm happy to hook them up and help them, you know, anytime. So.
That's right.
And well, thanks for calling
in,
Dave. Thank you so much.
Way to go, guys.
And
congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Happy anniversary.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye, David. Yeah,
we have to give out the three best people, hon.
Oh, my gosh, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to, before we go off, the three
Harry.
Best. Huh?
Harry.
Well, who are the three best?
I don't know.
Well, we got to.
So
we tell them next week.
We'll tell them next week.
I think so. We have to.
I think it'd be fair next week to tell.
Yeah,
them.
Give them.
But before you go,
to.
Who was the name of that group? Because nobody got it.
The Marcells.
That's right.
The Marcells. Right. So the Marcells.
We will vote on the callers, and we will write it down, and we will list the winners
next week,
next Sunday.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, and see you all next week. And thanks for thanking to us for a happy anniversary. And I thank you for listening.
See you next
this
Sunday.
Is Lynn and Michael Golder, thanking you very much for calling in.
And Gary.
Thanking you. And Gary Sinclair.
Yes, sir. I am so happy. This is 1 year, and we're going to do it all over for another
Chris
year.
Chris Shaw, thanks for being Hang part in. Of the show.
Yes,
love
sir.
You. Thank
yep.
you
love
so
you, bro.
Much.
And see
Take
you guys
care,
at home
all of you.
And see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Take
right.
care. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Love
Bye-bye.
You all.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.
Stop and it's now.